rapid oxidation of a combustible material releasing heat, light, and various reaction products such as carbon dioxide and water.
My hypothesis deals with the relation between known opposites. Fire and water, they are opposites. Fire and water, they were meant to fall in love, even though they can't stay there. Even though they can't not stay.
Maybe what's hard is aiming for intangible things. Filching for things with no line or boundary. Things that are concepts. Things that are chaos, that are reactions rather than molecular structure. I filled 27 measuring cups with river water consecutively. Stealing fire would have been much harder.
After the flame, I sat and watched. I brought stones and threw them in it. I let them burn, and then when I took them out, they blistered my hand. They were indeed hot, but still smooth. Still stones.
I thought I received an answer, but now I only feel 8,000 more questions. All these whys and wheres and hows remind me of the answers I will never find.
Subway stops on winter nights. The roaming people look for something more. Standing in the alleyways and dancing over razor blades. The rain comes down and soaks their cardboard bones.
First time, and I did not believe it to be in my hand. Now, the second time, I believed it, but I didn't trust it. I knew it would be the death of me. The third time, I believed it, and I saw past death, and I saw lightness. It danced in my hand, and it showed me its humor. The fourth time, I believed it, I trusted it, and I entrusted it to another. I watched as they held it in their hand, and they did not believe its truth. And then, faith and humor and trust. The lightning became the lightness. And then, simply light.